Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This feels like an amazing thing to talk about with this group of people. We want to talk about crying.
Yeah.
And like, just the stupid things you've cried over.
Could I ask a question to the boys in particular?
Mm-hmm.
How often do you cry?
It's
nearly a daily thing for me.
That's why I'm a little nervous to talk about it with you in the room. Because like, we want to talk about the silly reason you cry. And I'm afraid you're just going to come uncorked and just spill a whole bunch of crap on us right now.
No, I don't cry. I won't cry right now. I'm not feeling it. It's not bubbling up.
You're not? Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
But like, I think I cry. For the longest time, I apologize to you, T-Hack, because for some reason, I think you had told me that your wife kind of doesn't, because her parents are like, don't cry. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I thought you were the same. I thought that was something you had in common.
No, I cry way more than my wife.
Aww.
And now that I know that, I'm sorry that I always pegged you as a non-crier, because I thought you were just like, brr. But like, no, I think now you're kind of the other way. You're kind of
a softie for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you cry every day?
No. And I don't really cry. How do I say this without, I don't want to offend either of you two.
Oh, offend away. I'm fine.
I don't feel like I cry over really like anything silly or like light, but I will cry. If something's emotional, I will just let it go. But I don't cry easily. Like out of frustration, I don't really get to tears, but it's more like emotion, like touching something. Like my kids for sure make me cry. Does that make sense? Are you offended?
No, not at all.
Like crying over your kids isn't silly, I don't think.
Okay.
But like...
Like there's certain books I can't even read to my kids.
Oh, that's
I'm like, don't
so
even...
Sweet.
Like I can't even look at it.
Do you get own away from me. The Giving Tree?
No, that's not one of them.
Oh boy.
Well,
but that, I know. I remember that
I can't
that
get
one.
Through it. I can't get through it. The tree just keeps giving and giving. Mm-hmm. And that son of a... He just keeps taking from that damn tree until the tree's a stump. And it's
spoiler alert.
The book is from like the 40s,
no, I know,
Erica.
I've read it.
For God's sake. But I mean, and I don't know, is that a silly thing to cry over? Like, you got your kids on your lap and you're just like, but I don't, when I read that book, I don't like have the like tear and have to like pretend I'm yawning and get rid of it. Like, at a certain point, I'm reading and it goes, when the cry hits you so hard that you like you've been holding it down and then your body just has to take that breath because you're like in trouble. I have that cry. Like I'm like,
oh my god.
It's just like, and then your son's like, hey man, I'm trying to go to sleep.
I'm three.
Right. 100%. He's like, it's just a tree, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you don't understand. It's about the selfishness of mankind or whatever. And you're like,
right, you don't get it. You're a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think we're setting up this topic well.
Oh, I've got a good silly thing that I've
cried
about.
Okay, what makes you cry?
Oh, well, everything, but mostly my frustrations. No, but this week I was watching the Alex Cooper Hulu doc. Oh,
so good.
I cried watching her do the opening night of her tour. I don't know her.
I cried watching that doc as well.
Did you cry?
Not at the same time.
The much more serious stuff. Yeah.
I
was just really proud of her. And also,
you cried like
jealous.
You know her, like you're proud of her. You're
I was like, so proud of her. I was like, this is so cool. Look at all these women screaming for this girl who just like...
Just talks.
Talks about life and about relations. And other things.
Okay. Here's.
I was really proud.
I want to do this. If you're... There's a thing on this list. I got to get it out right now. The weird things you cry about. Bluey is number one on the list.
Yeah.
Isn't that a kid's show?
It is.
How would it make you cry?
It's well done.
Oh, isn't that a kid's book?
Okay. It's okay.
It's not different.
It is. It's okay. It's different because I think Shel Silverstein wrote that not so much as a kid's book, and it became a kid's book because it's illustrated and stuff. But I think it was about how selfish men are. Bluey's just like dur, dur, dur.
No. Each Bluey episode has like a life value in it,
yeah, and you Bluey's cry. Awesome.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, definitely.
What?
Yeah, seeing the kids and the parents, and they deal with just like you're going through the. It's mm-hmm. it's a very much a kid's show, but there's stuff for the parents.
Are
in
the
it too.
Kids crying?
No, no.
So it's just, no. The kids are like, yay, Bluey, and then there's just sobbing parents.
Because the kids don't know the deeper meaning, much like the book.
Okay, all right. So are you saying when I feel pent up,
yeah,
and the therapy session hasn't worked, mm-hmm. pop in Bluey.
Yeah, and they have Australian accents. You'll love
it. That's so great.
You will love it.
Put shrimp on the bobby. Yeah. And then you're like,
your accents make me cry.
I thought that was going to be a good one. No. It wasn't.
What, that accent?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You should cry because that sucked and you just ruined our show.
I don't cry if people are mean to me. I cry if I'm mad proud.
Okay. We're going to keep going around the room and talking about the stupid reasons we cry, but we want to hear yours too. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
Every time I open TikTok.
Oh, Aaron, please don't.
Okay, hold on. First off, I have lessened my crying. Thank you so much. I've gotten emotionally harder.
Not cried on the show that much recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
But every time I get on TikTok, I pretty much cry. There was one video specifically.
TikTok?
Yes. Yeah. 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 It was video? A bride.
I cry at every bride.
Yeah. Yeah. She's doing the father-daughter dance. And the song is a surprise to her dad.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to describe it. It's the dad's grandpa singing with his mom, who passed away like 20 years ago. And he is also in it singing. It's so cute. I was a wreck.
That is
that would, I'd like, I'm sitting here. I'd like, I now have to find it.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting on the toilet looking at TikTok, just bawling.
Is that where you talk?
I would think.
Anywhere. Toilet, kitchen, everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Oh, it was beautiful.
Have you been following Tiki the dog?
Not that I'm aware.
I'll send it along to you. Okay. I sobbed a lot.
Oh, no.
All right. Do you have any more you want to cry about? There, hack?
Yeah, I remember the first time I also DJ like in clubs, and the first time, this is way back in when I was in Iowa, I got to DJ like send in a mix that they were going to play on the radio, and they played it, and I went into the parking garage where in my apartment, and I sat in the car and listened to myself DJing on the radio and wept.
Aww.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Wept. That was terrible. It's like, get this guy off the radio. No, I was like so moved by it. Yeah. I'm just sitting there, people are parking, and I'm like, just go ahead. Like,
did your puppy just die? It's like, I'm on the radio.
I know, yeah.
Okay. I promise to not be a jerk to everybody who calls, but if you've cried over something stupid or
just silly
or impactful, we'll take any of them. We just want crybabies on the phone. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9. The Slacker Show is throwing a party. And this is your invitation. It's the Slacker Show Silent Disco. Going down on the 4th of July from 5 to 7 p.m. on the corner of 2nd and Fillmore in Cherry Creek. We're taking over an entire intersection. Handing you headphones and cranking up the vibes. It's loud in your ears. Silent on the street. And totally free for all ages. Then stick around for the 35th anniversary Cherry Creek Arts Festival for 260 artists, live music, killer eats, and nonstop culture in Cherry Creek North. More info at alice1059.com.
Are we gonna cry or are we gonna make it through it?
I mean, these are the reasons other people have cried, so maybe we won't cry.
I'll probably cry.
Yeah, I might.
Tia cries at the drop of a... Ashley?
Yay!
Yay!
Cry. Why are you crying?
I am full-blown agreeing with Bluey. There is an episode of Bluey named Sleepy Time that if I even just hear the music, I am sobbing like a baby.
Oh my gosh. It's called what now?
Sleepy Time?
Sleepy Time. Oh. Yes, it's about Bingo and she's trying to sleep in her big girl bed for like the first time and it's just a night in their house and it makes me feel so seen as a parent of two kids.
See, Bluey's awesome. You got to get into it.
Well, he doesn't need to. He has no children. What's he going to do?
Sit at home? He has children. What are you talking about?
Sorry. You don't have little kids.
Do you know something I don't know?
You don't have little kids.
You're right. So the optics of me just sitting in my house by myself.
Crying at Bluey are not great.
You're at an advantage, though, because then otherwise you're a parent of little kids crying with your kids there watching. So you could just cry by yourself.
Peyton?
Yay.
Cry. Why are you crying?
I'm crying when I see little old men eating alone in public.
Oh, my God. You're going to get Erica.
I went to the UPS store today. I held a door for an older man. He was alone. And he said, I should be holding the door for you, not the other.
Oh, my goodness. Stop. They're so sweet and so sad, and I just can't.
But Peyton... Okay, Peyton, darling love kitten, and Erica, they could just be alone at that moment. Like,
I don't care.
You're putting the backstory on it, just like you just killed my kids a second ago.
Yes,
like,
I am. And it's what's going to make me cry, too.
Is the backstory that may or may not be true.
Right.
Yeah, this is just like the time in Costco when I saw the woman and I was in tears and then... her husband walked up.
Yes!
And then they started fighting.
No!
None of this is sad.
Because I'm going to say this. Oh, no, I shouldn't. But there are people who've lost their wife and they're very sad. And there are people that have lost their wife and they're like, yeah.
Fuck her.
Because she'd just be nagging at me. And she's like, wow.
But they don't deserve to be alone.
I'm going
to
go check out the honeys at the UPS store. And you fell for it.
No!
He doesn't even
get you.
Thank you, Peyton. That's gorgeous. She won't even let me go eat alone.
No, I don't want
First
you to
I'm
go
not
eat
old.
Alone. But you're also sad.
Yeah, your kids.
Yeah.
I'm sad because of my kids.
I don't know what happened to them.
Tara.
Hi.
That makes me cry. Why do you cry?
Arms of an Angel. Every time they play that song, I imagine those poor little puppies that are abused and need saved. Oh my God.
Can you imagine what Sarah McLachlan feels? Because she probably wrote it.
She feels rich.
Oh, she probably does get paid. Right.
Yeah.
But like, we'll call her
for the donation. What are you asking me for? She's rich.
No, but like, did she write it for a funeral? I mean, what do you think the intent was? Because
I've never really listened to it.
It is now 100% synonymous with sad dogs. Like, you cannot hear that song. Like, I remember Iris from Goo Goo Dolls, and then they used it in some Nicolas Cage weird movies. Maybe it was Nicolas Cage where his wife died or something. And it's like, you can't think of anything but a dead wife with that song.
She wrote it as a response to the death of Jonathan Melvoin, the touring keyboardist for the Smashing Pumpkins, who died of a heroin overdose.
Okay.
Or puppies!
All right, thanks, Tara. Al.
Yay.
What makes you cry?
Just thinking about 4 years ago. I'm going to try to get through this without crying.
Okay.
So about 4 years ago, I got the coronavirus and I ended up in a coma. And I was in there for 14 days. When I woke up, I was a vegetable. I had to learn to walk, talk. I didn't talk for 2 months. I had to learn to eat. I was on oxygen for a year. But my wife nursed me back to health. So she really did a lot. She had a lot of patience. I literally could not get out of bed without wearing these straps. So she can lift me. You know, she'd shower me, all that stuff.
You had to start all the way over like a baby.
You don't even know, bro. Like, it was really hard. I have a really good boss. He took care of me, paid the bills. But at the end of the day, if I would have died, I would have left my wife
and I met in the sixth grade. We have four kids and nine grandchildren. We moved to Colorado on a job to do plumbing, and we don't know anyone here. We're all family. So she would have been stuck so hard that she would have had to go back to California and live with her parents in the living room. Like, it would have been horrible. So, you know, I look at her and I think about it sometimes and I break down. So,
Dude, you didn't die.
Yeah, you're here.
I know, but, you know, it's huge that I'm here because I shouldn't be. I got a job offer that I never thought I'd get. And 20 years later, boom, I'm doing it. I'm doing great. You know, so I told her, I said, look, we never live. We're going to live now. So I've taken her to 15 concerts. I bought her a truck. I bought a camper. I got this big old giant tribal tattoo on my chest and arm. And I'm here.
And you're living, baby.
Oh, my God, dude.
Wow. Thank you, for calling.
I've talked to you guys. I've talked to you guys like four times when Steve was there. It's nice to hear you guys on the radio. You guys talk about really good stuff that get to our heart. And when my wife
is a
teacher.
Cool it. we're all gonna cry.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.